What's up, guys? You are listening to another episode of Quintessential. All right, baby. We are back in the studio. You know how it goes. Same old thing. I guess I'm a creature of habit. I wake up, do the thing, go to bed, do it all over again. But more importantly, I do the podcast every week, and every time I start the podcast lately, I talk about how I'm starting the podcast. So I'm just going to do that again every time, I guess, because that's how I do it. And we talked about how I'm very specific and do the same thing every time. So I'm not going to stray far away from that when it comes to the podcast. Here we are in the studio, and we're doing the thing. And I want to talk about something that happened to me, and I don't want to get too heavy and deep right off the bat, but I guess we're just doing it, baby, diving right in. I experienced this last week a little bit of, I don't even know how to word this. I experienced a little bit of negativity in response to the podcast. And I'm realizing that I'm being ostracized by my community. And it's kind of sad. And no, I'm not talking about the religious problems. I'm talking about how I do the toilet paper under and everyone hates my gosh darn guts. I'm realizing that pretty much every opinion I have or everything I do is apparently super weird and backwards from what everybody else thinks. And I'm here to say that you guys are all wrong. Yeah, you heard me. Wrong. Okay. I did a poll on my Instagram and I've done a poll on on Spotify too about the toilet paper dispute. And you would not believe the anger and the utter madness that's been going on by people who are over guys because they're mad that I put the toilet paper under. So I want to talk about a few different things about that, okay? First off, I don't really care. Here's the main thing I've realized. I have opinions on whether or not you should do a certain thing. And when I say those opinions, people respond in a negative way and say that I'm wrong. And they get all mad about it. So here's the real truth, okay? I don't really care. You know what I mean? I'll put the toilet paper on whichever way. I don't really look at it. But if it's under, I'm not going to change it. I just kind of prefer it that way. But enough about the toilet paper situation. It's been really funny to find out that I'm kind of in the minority about all my different opinions and things that I do. And something I really liked a lot about last week. So first off, I was joking. Nothing happened to me. But people were just like getting all annoyed at how I do the toilet paper wrong. I did a poll about unpopular opinions because I experienced how my toilet paper thing was unpopular. And I wanted to hear everybody else's opinions. I did that on my Instagram, and they sent some in. So I've been thinking a lot about these recently, thinking a lot about what unpopular opinions do I have and whether or not other people agree with me. Most of my episodes, when I do the podcast, I talk about something, and I say, I hope people agree with me. So I want to read some of these unpopular opinions. They're not that crazy to me, which makes me feel better, think that I'm a little in the majority, unlike I thought. But I'm going to go ahead and read these because I'm excited about it. Thanks for everyone who submitted their responses. I'll skip over some. I'm going to just read some of the good ones. So this first one, I have to say, is kind of a good start. So this person says mac and cheese is kind of gross. I don't know who out there believes that or agrees with it, but I kind of agree. Mac and cheese is good, but not all the time. And when it's not good, it's very bad and upsetting. We go out to eat dinner sometimes and we go to this place called Sauce and we get pizza and mac and cheese and it's really good. But there's times where it's not good and it makes me feel kind of upset stomach. Now, my sister-in-law who's 14, I think this is hilarious. My sister-in-law who's 14 years old, she pretty much only eats mac and cheese. Every time I've ever gone over to my in-law's house in the past few years, I mean, she started doing this a few years ago, but she only eats mac and cheese. It's the only thing she makes herself. And she's to the point where like... We went up to the cabin for Thanksgiving, okay? Now, we had Thanksgiving dinner, and it was, like, getting ready. And then we see my sister-in-law in the kitchen making something, and I thought, oh, that's nice. She's, like, making the gravy, right? No, mac and cheese before Thanksgiving. And then she even made more mac and cheese after. Now, she loves it. I think it's really disgusting, but sometimes it's good. Another one with food, this is something I'm really nervous about. This episode is going to be the get myself canceled episode. I thought that was going to happen in episode one or two, but I'm realizing with my opinions that it's going to happen sooner than it's going to be a different reason than I thought. But Another one too is In-N-Out isn't good. Now, being in Arizona, yeah, okay.
I hate people like you.
It's funny you should say that, Adam, because who sent that submission in? You guessed it. Your wife said she hates In-N-Out. Take that, Buster. How do you feel about that? Huh? So Adam's pissed. If anyone doesn't know, Adam is my brother-in-law. He just got really up in arms about the In-N-Out being bad. And his wife's the one that said that. So that's a little poetic justice for you. Bang, bang. How do you feel about that? In-N-Out, here's my thing on In-N-Out. Let me get really comfortable. Let me get into it, okay? I haven't eaten In-N-Out and it tasted bad. So that being said, I don't think In-N-Out is bad. I think it's overrated. But the times, okay, let me see if I can find a good happy medium here. In-N-Out's not as amazing as people say, I think. However, when I am craving it, like when I want it, it hits hard, really hard, okay? And it's exactly what I want, okay? The savor, the saltiness and the spread is really good, and I like having the cheese fries with the spread on it, and I'll get a shake. Like all of the things, all the bases are covered, all the bases are loaded, and I'm Daryl Strawberry, and I'm gonna hit a grand slam, dude. When I go and I get the thing and it's amazing, but it just like, sometimes it doesn't hit right. It doesn't taste very good most of the time if I'm being honest. It's just not like as good as everyone thinks. And I'm sick of people saying that it's the best ever. I do appreciate how they pay their employees like, I mean, $100,000 a year or some shit. I don't even know how much they make there, but apparently they treat them really well and they make good money for a fast food restaurant. So that's cool. This one, I have one that's going to make some people mad, and it's going to make me mad as well because I don't agree with this at all, and I want Adam to pay attention to. This guy, and I'm going to call him out, it's my buddy from my mission who I respect, and he said that The Office sucks, the TV show. And now that's not right. So I asked him, I said, okay, interesting. And he said, well, where do I get started? He sent me a list of 15, and there's some good shows, but I think that here's the problem. I think The Office is funny. I think that a lot of people obviously think The Office is funny. I think the people that say that The Office is not funny or that it sucks either haven't watched it at all because they don't want to because of how much everyone likes it, which I understand that, and I'm the same way, or they watched the first season and they saw how terrible and ugly everybody looked and Michael Scott had the worst haircut of all time and the rolled up sleeves. If you just started The Office and you watched season one, you'd probably be like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore because, and that's what I heard. I know that the writers of The Office changed the character of Michael Scott a little bit because he was a little too unlikable in the first season. I mean, how are they supposed to know? How are they supposed to know? They hadn't done it before, so like, or whatever, but they're obviously basing it off of the UK version of The Office, and that's exactly how the character was of David Brent, I think his name was, the opposite of Michael Scott. But I do have a hard time with that. I think that he probably hasn't given the show a shot, and Steven, if you're listening, you're wrong. So watch the show because it's really funny. But now you can't. I mean, who's going to go and get, what is it now? Peacock or whatever? Paramount? Is it Peacock now? Every single show has a streaming service, and that's so annoying to me. Like, I know that we used to have cable or whatever, you know, you have cable and Dish and you have all the shows, and then it turned into like, well, when we were younger, you have PBS. At least for my family, we only had like three channels when I was a kid, and it was all PBS shows, and then like, I don't know if there was any sports or anything. You have like eight channels and you just watch PBS shows, which, by the way, if we're talking TV shows and we're talking classic PBS shows, I hope everyone that's listening agrees with me, because if not, then change the channel right now. How about that? Go listen to NPR. But dude, old PBS shows, let me think of some of the classic ones, because the other day I was thinking about this. Anyway, so PBS shows, what were some of the good ones when I was a kid? There was Dragon Tales, has to be Dragon Tales, Cyber Chase, Zoom, Zaboomafoo. What else? Dude, George Shrinks. Did you watch George Shrinks? Anyone out there, or Adam in the room too? George Shrinks was like the Dark Horse TV show when I was a kid. I don't know what age that was at, but George Shrinks, the whole thing is about this kid. I don't really remember how it, like, what's the reasoning behind it, but basically human version of Stuart Little, if that makes any sense. This guy he's a kid, whatever, 8 years old. He was born 3 inches tall. I think they said he was 3 inches or 6 inches tall or something. And he would just get into classic shenanigans about one episode he got stuck in the garbage disposal. And it was really scary because they didn't know how to get him out. And the people kept saying, don't turn the light switch on, because we know it wasn't the light switch. And he would have got incinerated in there. But that was a good show, even though it's really random. I thought that was probably my favorite show only because of how satisfying it was to watch him ride around in toy cars. And like, I remember this kid in the show would play with his toys, of course, and all of the like antagonists in the show were obviously like a raccoon or something that was a monster for him, like a squirrel in the backyard. But he would use his siblings' toys by means of, and like transportation with them, and he would use the army man parachutes to jump out of the window and parachute down to the backyard. That was really satisfying. But I never watched that much of it. I know that we also, this is a deep memory, if anyone watched these shows. There was a show, Sagwa, the Siamese cat, and I don't remember what the deal was with that show, but I remember it came on either before or after. Oh, well, Arthur, right? Arthur was a PBS show. That was a classic, too. There's a bunch of them. And I remember they would come on at different times, like when you'd come home from school. I would come home from school and I'd watch Cyber Chase and probably George Shrinks in the Sagwa one, but they were like super good. But anyway, I started talking about that because you have like five channels and then there becomes a day, like for me, I was in seventh grade or something. It was the summertime. We got cable or dish or whatever. And that's the summer I was finally able to watch SpongeBob, Jimmy Neutron, Drake and Josh, Fairly Odd Parents. Dude, all these shows were so good. These kids' shows were amazing. And I lie awake at night thinking about how bad Timmy Turner was with the fairies and how much better I could have done with them. You know what I mean? The only kid in the whole universe of this show that had fairies, like they all had them. There was a bunch of kids that had them and he was the only one that was constantly getting in trouble. And like, dude, you could have whatever you want. Do you remember that one episode where they have a lemonade stand? Do you remember this? Anyone? Me talking to myself. There's an episode where they make a lemonade stand, Timmy does. And Cosmo, one of the fairies, accidentally puts his like dirty, sweaty socks into the lemonade thing. And it makes it taste really good. And the people who drink it get like one wish or something. They like whatever thought they have, it comes true because of the magic in the socks. And so because it was so amazing and they're making so much money off it, Timmy set up this rig in the garage that was like Cosmo would ride a stationary bike. He would ride a stationary bike. It's crazy. He had one of those like Peloton ones with the guy. It'd be so funny if you look back at the episode and find out it was actually like sponsored ad by Peloton with some shirtless guy leading the class that Cosmo's in. But he's riding the bike and then he'd like stop and the conveyor belt robot system would take his socks off and then put new socks on him and he'd like ride another mile and they'd dip it in the thing. And I used to love those shows, man. I don't think I had too many weird and wild dreams when I was a kid as far as like wishing that I had a certain thing. But when those shows were big, like Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron, I would always like, I'd have dreams that the thing was real. And then I'd wake up finding out that it was just a dream and it'd be crushing, dude. There was a Jimmy Neutron episode. This is the Nickelodeon and kids show episode, but there was a Jimmy Neutron episode where he had these instruments that were magic. Like if you thought about a song, then you could play the instrument perfectly and play the song you were thinking of. And I think they made a band. They had like, you know, drums and a guitar and maybe like a piano. And I had a dream that I got the guitar and I was maybe 10 years old. Or 12 or whatever. And I had a dream that I got the guitar and I was playing all the songs and dude, all the cuties were at my house listening to me to play freaking Iron Man or whatever the song is. But yeah, it sucked when I woke up. So anyway, that is how it used to be with TV shows. And then it turned into the streaming services and it was like everything you could ever think of is just on Netflix. And then it was like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and HBO. And now it's like, dude, you have to get a subscription to watch anything. There's so many. I can't even think of how many TV shows there are, and it's so annoying. Like, The Office isn't on Netflix anymore, but no one's going to get a streaming thing just to watch one show that we've all seen a million times. And so I get it. Like, my buddy who thinks The Office sucks probably just never watched it. I mean, I'm sure he's allowed to not like it, but I'm sure he just started watching it at the wrong time, and now it's too late for him to go watch it, and what's the point? It's like, I don't know. It's annoying how that happens. Like, my wife and I love watching Survivor. At least we really used to. We watched like 30 seasons back to back. But now it's on a different streaming service. It's freaking annoying, and all the different user interfaces are terrible. Like, no one does it right besides Netflix is like the only good one. But anyway, he said The Office sucks, and that one I just completely disagree with. So if anyone out there is willing to Venmo my buddy the cost of signing up for Peacock so he can watch it, that'd be great. I'll see if I can start a GoFundMe for the guy. But what's another one? I want to read another one. Let me skip over some. Okay, dude. This one I can't believe. Someone, a family friend, said, ketchup is good to eat with grilled cheese for sure. Now, I don't know if that's weird at all. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion or why she thinks it is. But I think, honestly, it's time we talk about this. We're all grown-ups, and this is a safe space. This is my podcast, so I'm going to just talk about it. Ketchup is weak shit, dude. Ketchup's not good. I mean, honestly, I can't think of the last time I dipped a French fry in ketchup and, like, wanted to do that. What's the point? It's such a waste of sauce. It doesn't taste very good. I think ketchup is... Ketchup, I would rather have no sauce than have ketchup. Does that make sense? If I'm going out somewhere that requires some sort of sauce or dipping sauce or something, there's always better options. I mean, you can go with a nacho cheese type situation that you dip. Okay, let me just think and break it down. Ketchup's the worst sauce by far. Ranch is the superior sauce of all sauces, if I'm being honest. And this is just like normal household sauces in the fridge. When it comes to buying a sauce or a sauce specific to a place, you have to go Cane's sauce. You just do. Cane's is the best. And then if anyone knows, I don't know where this restaurant is besides Arizona, but Freddy's is so good. And they have a jalapeno fry sauce or whatever it is. So good, dude. So here's the problem. How in good conscience can you expect me to go and eat jalapeno fry sauce and then go back to the... Dude, jalapeno fry sauce is Beverly Hills. Do you know what I'm saying? And I have to go back to the Bronx with ketchup, dude? What a waste of my time. I've experienced... You're talking about like an easy 10. And let's say you have sex for the first time. And she's a 10. And that's the fry sauce from Freddy's. And then it's like, okay, that's the only time you could experience that. Now you have to go and here's this prostitute for $1 off the side of the road. That's ketchup, dude. Ketchup is a cheap prostitute in downtown LA. And it's terrible, and I'm sick of everyone acting like ketchup's good because it's just not. My sister, when we were younger, used to eat... I mean, this is a tie-in of two of these problems. My sister used to eat mac and cheese and put ketchup on it. Now, that's two no-nos, okay? If you're going to have anything with your mac and cheese... Don't, actually, because that sounds like it's disgusting. But ketchup's bad. I just don't really understand. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I think people say they like it just because it's the thing. But also, I'm the type of guy that says that something's not good just because people say that they do like it. So I don't know what I have to talk about. But I don't know. There's a lot of these responses. I don't really want to read anymore because they're all kind of like not really anything. People saying that certain songs aren't good. People saying that certain cars are stupid. And this one girl, this was interesting to me, and I'm not going to get into this now, I guess. But this girl said, women shouldn't be mechanics, and I'm a woman, is what she says. And that was interesting to me. So I asked her what other professions, if she had the same opinion for other professions, and she said that women shouldn't be in sports, which seems weird. And I asked my wife about it, and my wife immediately was like, women shouldn't be cops. And I'm like, that's so crazy that she's thought about it. I've never once thought about that women shouldn't be in a certain job just because I just had never thought about it. And it was interesting to hear my wife and then this girl too tell me that they've already thought about it and they knew the answer right away. It's kind of weird. But Yeah, I don't really want to read any more of these because they're not that unique. But, oh, here's a good one, I guess. I'll do this last one, and then I want to talk about some other stuff. Somebody said, sleeping with socks on is a vibe. Now, here's what's funny, what just happened, okay? Adam made a grossed out face, and guess who wrote that one? And it was Adam's wife, my sister. So that's two for two. And I know that they have a good, loving relationship, and I've seen them be happy together. Dude, they're like, they're lovebirds, baby. They hold hands. They giggle. Oh, there's lots of giggling going on. But now I'm looking at maybe the cracks are starting to form in the relationship, because that's two things in a row that he didn't like that she did. But I'm going to say something, okay? All growing up, and this is just talking about my sister, Kimmy. All growing up, my sister used to sleep with socks on, and I couldn't believe that she did that. But even worse, she would, I'm just giving out her secrets. She would put lotion on her feet, then put on like fuzzy socks, like really thick fuzzy socks, like high top ones or whatever, long socks. And then she'd go to bed. And I thought that was insane. And it still seems a little bit weird. Now, here's the problem. Here's what happens when you start to grow up, okay? I'm gonna tell a little story. Things I used to think were nasty like that are now a little bit more normal because there's utility involved, okay? When I got really into golf when COVID started, and because I was working from home, I would go to the driving range every day for lunch. And also I was just sitting at my desk at home and I was in my pajamas and no shoes on or whatever. So my feet started to get a little cracked. So here's what I would do. I'd put the lotion stuff on my feet that my wife got me to help with the cracks. And then I would go play golf. And it was like a routine I did every day because I'm a routine guy, you know that. So now I've gotten in the habit, because I was trying to fix the cracks, I've gotten in a habit of putting the stuff on my feet sometimes and putting socks on and then going to bed. So I completely agree with Kimmy now, but I don't think it's comfortable. I think it's just a matter of, it's a means to an end to try and get that stuff taken care of. It is really funny though to see like what changes when you start to get older, at least for me. It's not anything crazy, you know, little tastes in food and stuff that changes as you start to grow up, but your opinions change drastically with little stuff like that. And I don't know, I thought that was really funny. I liked hearing people's stuff and I want to hear more. But a few episodes ago, and last episode, I talked about dating stories and stuff that people sent in. I have received an overwhelming amount of dating stories that are all hilarious. And I'm very excited to talk about them. I've been waiting to talk about it this whole time. I've been getting one sent in to me. I've been wanting to read the most. So we're just going to dive right in. I'm going to read people's responses. If you have anything that you want to send in, please do. You can send it in to my email at quintessentialpod@gmail.com. That's probably the easiest way to send it in because you can send in longer stuff. But I'm going to just jump right into it because I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to reading these and I haven't read some of them. I've skimmed because I don't want to, I don't know. I want to read it for the first time on the podcast. So I'm just going to jump right in. Okay, first one. It says, all right, so like 2 years ago after my divorce, oh yeah, this is a wild story too, that whole situation. But he says, after my divorce, I was reconnecting with the first girl I dated after being home from my mission. Which, by the way, if you're a listener, you know that, I'm just going to let you know, this is the same guy as the period blood story from last time. So I'm pretty sure that he's talking about that girl in this story too. It's the same girl, I think. I'll have to ask him. That'd be wild. He says, I was reconnecting with the first girl I dated after being home from my mission. After a couple dates, one night pretty late, she wanted to hang out. Unfortunately, I was already headed to play magic with the boys. My friends got me into Magic the Gathering, nerdiest thing in my life by a significant margin. I think you're right, pal. He said, I've got no shame left anymore, so I tell her exactly that. And that she can come watch or play if she'd like, but I wasn't going to bail on them for her that night. Surprisingly, she wanted to come and watch and hang out. So I picked her up on the way. I show up to my friend's house with this chick, and we all laugh at how nerdy but funny it is, etc. Anyways, she got along well with everyone and it was a blast. So after, I'm driving her home and we're talking about sexual preferences and whatnot. He said, IDK, we'd always been pretty open with each other. Well, yeah, probably because it's the same girl that had crazy period blood all over your hand the first time. So I hope so. I hope it's that same girl. I'm going to ask him. But he said, out of nowhere, she asks me, would you let me peg you? Oh, dude. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's where the girl wears a strap-on dildo and it goes in the guy's ass. If no one knows what that is, that's what that is. He said, I was taken off guard, but I looked her in the face and said no. She responded with, oh, well, I only like dating guys nowadays that let me peg them. Dude, what a weird thing. He said, I laughed and said, I guess we won't be dating then. We continue the conversation. I drop her off. We're still friends, but I never took her on another date. Dude. He says, so there's a funny way that I ended up not dating a girl because she wanted to peg me and not because she thought magic was too weird. That's true, dude. That is so crazy. I have never done that, and I'm not interested in doing that. And if you are, then you do your thing, okay? But that's crazy. And also, these people are Mormons that we're talking about here. So that's like something happened to her for her to be wanting to do that to that this guy. That's so funny, though. This episode is brought to you by Evora. Evora, the self-expression brand. They create opportunities for self-expression through daily wearables that you customize. In their store, you get to design and create your own sterling silver ring. Book your spots online, go into the store on your booked time and date, pick your stone and metal options, and with the help of an Evora team member, create your ring. I love Evora. Their style is so sick. I love their whole vibe, everything about it. You can't find rings like this anywhere else. You got to make them yourself. It's the way to do it. Their store is in Gilbert, Arizona, right by Backyard Taco on Higley and Ray. Go today and book your spots online by going to evoracompany.com. That's evoracompany.com. Yeah, I think people need to talk about their sexual preferences, especially people who are religious and don't want to have sex until marriage, which is fine. But what if you got married and then that was like the first thing the girl said to you? Can you imagine? You get home on your wedding night and you're like, okay, time for missionary sex. And she's like, breaks out of big like treasure chest and opens it up and it's just full to the brim of sex toys. Dude, if anyone's seen the show Workaholics, there's an episode where Adam is hooking up with a MILF. She's like a grandma though. And there's this one scene where he has like a strap on his face coming off the chin. If anyone's ever seen that before, dude. So I like to picture that. I don't know. That's really funny. I'm going to ask this guy if it was the same girl, because that'd be great. God bless her for giving us these stories if it is. Okay. Here's another one. This guy says, so, like a rambunctious teenage boy, me and a girl were hooking up. By the way, it's a girl and I. We're hooking up, and it was on my couch, and the whole time we were making out, my dog kept trying to get up on the couch, and we kept talking. We kept taking the dog off when all of a sudden, maybe 15 minutes through the session, the girl says, I'm, like, really wet. And I said, what? Thinking, like, okay, yeah, you're welcome. By the way, I think this guy talk texted this. So it's kind of hard to read. But she says, no, I'm like super wet. And so I got up to turn on the light and the room. I got up to turn on the light to the room and my dog had thrown up on the couch. And me being a gentleman, being on top the whole time, did not get wet. And it was literally absorbing through her back and shorts the whole time. Oh, wow. How could you not smell it? This is the second person in a row that's had like strange liquids all over them and didn't notice the smell at all. Dogs eat their own shit. So it probably smelled awful, dude. I don't know how they didn't notice that. I mean, I guess you're smashing. Why would you even think about anything else? He said, the best part is that we were both so awkward. And I just said, oh man, that is so weird. And she got up, I gave her a towel and she left. And we literally never spoke about it to this day. That's so funny, dude. That's what I was saying a few episodes ago about dating and hookup stories. Like, you just never talk about it at all. And that's hilarious that that girl probably didn't tell her friend. I mean, maybe they all told their friends. I don't know. But they, like, just have this story with them forever. They didn't want to tell. They didn't talk about it. That's such a crazy thing to have happened, and you're not going to talk about it. At least the first guy with the period blood, they spoke about it. That's so funny. But that's hilarious. I don't have anything like that. I wish I did. All right, let's just move on to the next one. This guy says, I skimmed this one, by the way, so I'm excited. This guy says, there was this girl that I would hook up with occasionally, and I would splooge every time. Splooge. What is this? The movie Holes? Is that what that drink's called in Holes?
Sploosh.
Sploosh, dude, with the oranges and peaches and onions. Do you remember the parents when they finally figure out, if you've seen Holes, when they finally figure out how to make like the no smelling shoe or whatever? And the guy, the dad's like, all right, smell this. And she's like, honey, I don't smell anything. And he's like, what? I don't smell anything. And they're like doing the dance. I don't smell anything. You know, they're so excited about it, dude. By the way, peaches and onions, dog, what a terrible mixture. I'm sure it smells awful. And in that movie too, I know I'm getting off track. It's fine though. If anyone has seen Holes, the movie, am I the only one that wanted to, A, take a bite of an onion like an apple like they do in the movie? It looks so good. It just does. And the crunching sound it makes is so satisfying. And when they're on God's thumb too, they climb all the way up to God's thumb. They start drinking the like river water and it's all brown, but it looks like it tastes really good. Am I the only one that thinks that? It looks like it's chocolate milk or something. So they're just chilling up on Weaver's Needle or whatever the real hike is that's God's thumb. That's in Arizona. Did you know that, Adam? I mean, I think so. It looks exactly like it. But in the movie Holes, everything about it like looked so satisfying. I wanted to drink Sploosh. I wanted to bite an onion like an apple. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't go in my parents' backyard and dig holes after I watched that movie. I don't know why I did. I wanted to dig in the dirt because I was like, well, it's going to build character. I'm going to wear a wife beater and I'm going to eat sunflower seeds and it's going to be a great summer for me. Now, why did I bring that up? Because of Splooge. Okay, so this guy says, I'm going to restart. There was this girl I would hook up with occasionally and I would splooge every time. So naturally, I went back for more. I went to go hang out with her and wore my favorite cream-colored pants. The night did not disappoint. The next day, a different girl called me and asked me on a date, so I slipped on my favorite cream-colored pants and went mini-golfing. Little did I know it was a glow-in-the-dark mini-golfing, and last night's secrets were laid bare. Everything seemed to be going really well until she asked me why my pants were glowing. All I said back was, I am so sorry. The rest of the night didn't seem to go as smoothly, but also, you jizzed in your pants? Like, what a weak hookup. It's fine, of course, but like, how does that work at the end of the... like, was it a streak down your pants or was it just a big puddle? I mean, you could have just said you peed your pants because pee lights up in a black light too, right? He said they never went out again. That's hilarious. And it made me think of something too. So a few years ago, my wife and I were going to California with some friends. We got invited to go and hang out. And we've gone a few times, but we didn't take the kids. This is one of our first trips without having the kids in a while. That was our favorite thing to do. So we were driving to California and we're feeling a little frisky on the drive. I'll be honest. You know me, I had some Monster, listened to some tunes, just hanging out, you know, driving on Dead Cow Road on the way to California. It was freaking boring as shit. Nothing more romantic than that. So we were driving and then, I'll just be honest. We like hooked up, we pulled off to the side of the road on the highway and we did a little 1, 2, 3 in the car. On the way to California, okay? Nothing crazy about that. We get to California late at night. We get to the beach house and we say like, hey, we're here and our friends are all still awake. They're about to go to bed. So we bring our bags in. We're sitting around. I'm hugging my friends. I haven't seen them. They all lived out of state. Talking to them for maybe an hour in the kitchen while we get home or when we get there. So we're finally like, okay, well, we'll do this thing tomorrow. When do you guys want to wake up for breakfast? Whatever. And we go upstairs to our room. And we put our bags in the room and I look in the mirror, dude, and I had just jizz all over my shirt, like all the way up my black shirt. So all my friends were sitting there talking to me in the kitchen and I hadn't seen them in a year and they're just looking at this disgusting, like milky stain on my black shirt. And I didn't notice and that's so gross. And they didn't say anything about it either. That kind of stuff is so embarrassing, but also like, I don't know. They could have thought it was after I sneezed or something that made that stain. I guess they don't need to know exactly, but I hadn't thought about that in a long time. Okay. In my opinion, this is going to be the grand finale, okay? I have a story here sent to me that was sent with pictures and it was sent as a Google Doc written out, typed out. And I'm very excited about this. I don't know if she wants us to be anonymous, so I just will say that it's going to be anonymous. But
She sent pictures.
So. That's true. She sent pictures. So this is from Olivia Russell, and she's hilarious. And I'm going to ask if she wants me. If not, if she does, I'll put the pictures. on my Instagram story so you guys can see what I'm talking about. So I haven't read this. I haven't skimmed this at all. I'm very excited to read this for the first time. She said, well, first off, she put it in a Google Doc and she has it with a title and everything. And that's hilarious to me. She called it Mario Not Party and it's underlined. So she says, it was a sunny day in Portland, Oregon in June of 2014. I was waiting to be picked up by a guy I had already gone on one odd date with. The first date I thought would be romantic because we were going out to his parents' boat on Lake Oswego. To my surprise, he met me there with his dad, who also went out on the boat with us. When I was in high school, it wasn't abnormal to meet my boyfriend's parents quickly, but this was a few years after, and their parents would never come on our dates. Immediate red flag. But what can I say? Low self-esteem makes you do crazy things. As I was waiting for him to pick me up for the second date, I couldn't help but think, I really hope this date isn't as awkward as the last. The plan was to go to downtown Portland, to watch the Starlight Parade with some other friends that were going to meet us down there. I was wearing what I thought was at the time a, quote, cute and casual outfit. Dark wash jeans, a striped V-neck, Steve Madden sandals, and I had a large purse. I texted my friends prior to him picking me up to let him know where we would be and that my phone was dying. I probably trusted people way too much considering I hopped in a van with a bunch of strangers as my phone and only saving grace was dying. I went out front and as he texted me, we're here. And I thought, we're? Oh no. I hope he didn't bring his dad again. This is getting weird. I felt like we were the 20 kids and counting family that needs chaperones so they don't hold hands before their wedding day. A giant van drives up the street and I see a bright yellow hat on a man that was not my date. As it gets closer, I see a giant green hat on someone in the passenger seat who is also not my date. Panic ensues. My phone is at 2%. I do not know what the beep is happening. She writes beep. That's hilarious. I do not know what the beep is happening, and I am a people pleaser, all a recipe for disaster. The van parks and the doors open. My date jumps out of the car with a helmet on and red spots on the top of it. As I look into the van more, I see at least 5 people all dressed up like Mario characters. I froze, and then being the people pleaser I am, I get into the car and pretend to be excited. When I get into the van, my date does not sit next to me. Instead, his sister does. She is dressed in all pink workout clothes. I think to myself, is that supposed to be a peach costume? I'm on autopilot trying to talk to what I think is my date's family whilst processing that I was not told anything about this and did not know why he thought this was socially acceptable. As I look around the van, I realize they're all wearing running shoes. Dude. I ask, why are you all wearing running shoes? Thinking they were just dressed up for fun. It becomes silent, and my date's sister says, you didn't tell her? Tell me what, I ask. We're going to be in the Starlight Run, says my date. Run? I'm wearing sandals and have a purse. I was in shock that this was happening and that I had decided to get in the van knowing my phone was dying. I asked them how long the run is. Oh, it's only a 5K, says one of the family members. At this point, I am in full-on panic mode in my brain while trying to keep the people-pleasing persona. I couldn't do anything. We were almost downtown by the time they had told me about the run, and my phone had died, so I had no idea where my friends were. They literally signed me up to do this run with them, and my date didn't even tell me to bring proper shoes or that this was happening at all. Plus, now I am meeting a lot of his family that I don't know if I was ready to meet. Both of his parents and his siblings were all participating in this and expected me to as well. I felt like I was in an episode of The Twilight Zone, and that my spirit needed to leave my body ASAP, so I was not prepared to run at all. I have never been a runner, and I definitely was not in shape to do this, especially with a purse and sandals. So instead of my date being normal and saying, I'm really sorry for not telling you about this, he says, don't worry, I can run with your purse, since I didn't want to leave it in their van. The next part is where it gets ugly. Oh yes, now we're talking. We start the run and immediately my sandals are so slippery and I can feel them rubbing against my foot in all the wrong ways. I think to myself, why? Why did this have to happen to me? Did my friends think I am dead? Are they going to see me run by and stop me or laugh at me? The humiliation had no end. Why did I not learn my lesson on the first date? At the end of mile two, I had to tell him we needed to power walk because he legit wanted to keep running to be caught up to some of his siblings. I was so astonished by his unawareness that I just wanted to get done, go home, and never go on another date again. The only redemption was that he was carrying my bag the entire time we were running. Towards the end of the run, I knew the damage had already been done and that my sandals and feet were goners. I was a server at the time and didn't know how much pain I would be in while walking around on blisters the size of golf balls. Hey man, why am I skipping over my words, huh? So much that my boss pointed out how weird I was walking and how much slower I was. At the end of the race, I was hobbling from my blisters and needed to take off my shoes, take off my destroyed sandals. His mom saw me take my shoes off and offered for me to wear some of those cushy Nike flip-flops that were three sizes too small for me. I couldn't put my sandals back on, and I had just stepped on a piece of glass on to really top off the night, so I accepted the dinky sandals. Regardless, I made it. I lived to tell the tale and saved the pictures his family took of all of us that day, knowing I would need it for proof that this really did happen to me. When I told my friends why we didn't meet up with them, they couldn't stop laughing, but they were also pleased that I was not murdered. The moral of the story is don't be a people pleaser and save embarrassing photographs. Dude, I'm so excited to look at these pictures because I'm going to post them on my Instagram. Have you seen them, Adam? Dude. Go to the next one. Oh my gosh, that is the funniest thing. Dude. Okay, everyone go to my Instagram. I'll save this on my highlights for the podcast. That's so funny, dude. People are so crazy. First off, people are crazy for even doing that run in the first place and like thinking that that's cool. I know it's funny, but the date wanting to keep up with his family members so bad is like such a weird thing, and who freaking cares? And also, not telling your date about that is insane. That makes me think of, this isn't as funny, of course, but that makes me think of when I was fresh off my mission. I had just had shoulder surgery. I was asked by a friend of mine, he said, hey, I have this date tonight with this girl, and she's bringing her sister who just got home from her mission, so do you want to come? Blind date. So I went on the blind date with this girl, and she was really cool, but they went to Skateland, which A, don't do that, and B, I couldn't do anything. I was in a sling. I'm not going to rollerblade around for what reason? So this poor girl like hung out with me, and we just sat at the little bench table thing at Skateland and watched our friends roller skate around. We didn't even do anything. And fun fact, that girl's like an influencer now, and so that's so funny. And I actually hooked up with her a few times, but it doesn't matter, you know? That's not a big deal. I'm just a normal guy. So that's really funny. Dude, I love that. There's so many good dating stories, and I know I have more embarrassing ones. I can't think right now. No, here's a good one. I mean, it's not that embarrassing, but right before that blind date, because like I said, I had just got home from my mission and I just had shoulder surgery, I was talking to this girl from like the day I got home from my mission. She went to high school with me. We knew each other already. And things were getting a little heated in the text conversation, you know? And it was getting to the point where it was understood that we were going to hook up with each other. But I literally I had torn labrum, broken collarbone, and dislocated shoulder, like surgery or whatever. So I was in a sling. I hadn't even showered yet. And I had like a beard because I had come home and not shaved it. So this girl, finally, it's like, okay, tonight's the night. And I hadn't gone anywhere. I hadn't even seen like any of my friends yet from being home from my mission. This girl drives to my house and picks me up, and then we like drove to a spot. But that's the first time I showered since my surgery. It had been a week or so. So I had to get ready and shower and leave the house, and I was going to hook up with this girl. But before I left, I had to take my medicine for the night. And for anyone who knows or has had surgery before, I was given oxycodone. I think it was hydrocodone or something, but like really intense stuff. For me at the time, at least. So I take this medicine, I go to hook up with this girl, and I'm basically like just high on drugs. I don't even know what's going on. And I don't remember anything about it. So I probably got drugged and taken advantage of, like that other girl I told the story about. But we drove somewhere and hooked up, and then she dropped me off, and I like don't remember anything at all. And so her and I, after that, never talked again. So I don't know what I did in my drunkenness. I also only had one arm. I had like a huge sling on with the pillow underneath the sling, you know, and it has the little stress ball like on the sling. So that was, I don't know what I did, and I haven't talked to her since really. So that's really funny to think of, but it's fine though. I love stories like that. I have more, I'll write more down. Something I wanted to do too, because I watched the video last episode of the kid falling in the river, which I will do better about adding the videos I watch onto my Instagram. I want to get into having video podcasts too. I'm working on it, so we'll figure it out. But for now, I want to watch another video. It's another classic. It's one of my favorites. And I'm definitely going to link this one so you guys can see it, because I think it's one of the funniest ones. And it has everything you need. Like I said, it's an old video. It's 30 seconds or so and has like millions and millions of views. So what's this video called? Guy singing in car crashes. Okay, here's a video. Dude, for the listeners, this guy's singing in his car, obviously. It's obviously in the rain. Can we watch it again? And he just rolls the car. Dude, this is funny. You can pause, if you can pause it for a second. These videos, it's so funny, dude. So the guy rolls his car and it's hilarious. That's what the scream's about. But then it got into, this video started, it went viral. And what people started doing is adding on videos of cars crashing as if it's the car crashing, as if it's what's happening with this guy. You know what I'm saying? And this, like, first person dash cam view of the car crashing. And then people added like other funny things. This video, is it claiming that it is the guy?
What really happened singing guy car crash?
What really happened singing guy car crash? Okay. Let's watch this one too. Oh my God. Dude, okay. That's so funny. I love the scream. There's nothing funnier than that scream. And, well, first off, that's really funny. Second off, I'm so happy he was recording. But it's so funny. Like, what was he? He really must have thought that him singing was going to go viral. Or I don't know why he was filming himself singing. It was first person. Do you know what I mean? I think it's so funny when people do stuff like that. Like one of my other brothers-in-law, I wonder if I can go a single episode without saying brother-in-law, because I have multiple that I talk about often. But one of my other brothers-in-law, my wife's brother, I used to work construction with him years ago. And like, he'd pick me up from my house and we'd go to the site together. And it was 2 to 5 in the morning. And he'd be blasting his radio and like hitting the steering wheel, singing so loud. And this guy that we had with us, he's like a 55-year-old ex-convict that worked with us. He was on his phone, like looking at Tinder. It's like 2 to 5 in the morning. He was eating little powdered donuts, looking at bikini pictures of girls while my brother-in-law is singing at 5 in the morning. I couldn't believe that. I love that video so much. I think that's fine for the episode. I liked doing that. I'm excited to read more stuff from you guys. Send it in if you think about it. I'll probably try and do an episode like this again where it's kind of themed a little bit. I have some more ideas and there's been some stuff sent in. But for now, follow me on Instagram if you're not already at Jordan R. Quent, or on the podcast Instagram at Quent Essential Pod. I started doing TikTok a little while ago. It's Jordan R. Quent on TikTok. And surprisingly, I mean, I posted some TikToks and then overnight I got like 200 followers on addition to what I had. And it's funny because they're all 7 years old and I don't know why they follow me or what, but hey guys, hey 7 year olds, don't you guys hate it when your mom doesn't let you play Fortnite? Don't you guys hate that? if you've seen my stand-up, you know I have a few jokes about Cocomelon, and those kids would probably love it because they probably still watch it because they're 7 years old. Follow me on the social medias. Bring a friend next time. And that's it. Don't poop your pants. Maybe if you want to. See you. Bye.